USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Raphael Warnock is projected to have defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler in their Senate runoff race in Georgia, bringing the Democrats within reach of the majority in the upper chamber. NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and the Associated Press called the race for Warnock shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern. Loeffler has not conceded. The Democrat John Ossoff, Republican David Perdue race is separated by only a few thousand votes in favor of Ossoff, with 99% of the precincts reporting. In the 2020 presidential election, Congress meets today for a final tally of the state's electoral votes. Expect the gavel to open the session at 1 p.m. Eastern. Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
It's been 30 years since a wide receiver has won the Heisman Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills us in.
College football's top award has gone to a wide receiver for the first time in nearly 30 years. Alabama wideout Devonta Smith beat out teammate and quarterback Mac Jones, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask. Smith is the first receiver to win the award as college football's top player since Michigan's Desmond Howard won the trophy in 1991. Smith led the nation in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. He also only dropped two passes all season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Other contenders were quarterback Mark Jones of Alabama, quarterback Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, and quarterback Kyle Trask of Florida. When video games go bad, CD Projekt Red's role-playing game Cyberpunk 2077 has lost 79% of its player base since it launched just a month ago. This is according to new analysis from video game statistics website Get Hype, which shows that the game's player base declined. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The COVID-19 vaccine program has fallen short of projected goals. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Efforts to distribute and administer coronavirus vaccines have lagged behind initial goals set by the Trump administration. Officials with Operation Warp Speed had wanted to have 20 million Americans receive their first shot by the end of 2020. But according to the CDC, just under 5 million have received their first dose. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says there's still time to improve the system, but we need to move quickly. He tells CNBC that allowing people to get vaccinated at pharmacies would rapidly increase vaccination numbers.
I think there's still time to improve upon the system. We need to work through the categories of people that we've prioritized for vaccination more quickly, get through these groups more quickly that we've prioritized. And we should have prioritized certain groups. I think we've done the right thing there. But also expand the number of sites that are offering vaccination. I think we need to push more of these vaccines through a retail channel and allow people to go into a pharmacy and get vaccinated, particularly elderly Americans. Most of the demand, a lot of the demand, is among senior citizens. We ought to make these vaccines available to senior citizens and allow some of this supply to reach the demand for the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus has infected over 20 million people in the United States and claimed more than 351,000 lives, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The National Football League has announced their short list of candidates for the Hall of Fame. Included are Jared Allen, Rodney Barber, Torrey Holt, John Lynch, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne. The class of 2021 will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.